Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 81 for Friday, November 20th, 2015.
There is an eighth dimension beyond which that is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's beard and the summit of his bunny hop. This is the dimension of Fat Bike Radio. It is an area which we call the Weekly Dose of Fat. Please welcome to the host for tonight's discussion, Sven and Gomez.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Aloha. Yo soy tu Dio Gomez. Tonight we pair fat bikes with the seven dwarves.
And port names with prizes.
And now, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, it's our pleasure to introduce the esteemed, the punkadelic, Mr. J.K. Levin.
Let's get it on.
So before the show, we chose this week's secret word from a slew of porn star names that we shared on last week's show. Call in and take a guess, and you could end up losing a fabulous prize.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
This week's show is sponsored by the Boss 327 Surly Pugsley.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Hey, we've got quite a shoe tonight. Why not tell our listeners what we have in store this week?
We start the shoe with the event of the week. Up there in the little big lake, we welcome Kiss Sulfrin from Reeb Cycles to talk about how they made their donk even fatter.
Crispy Soul Train.
We award the first caller, and I guess is the winning porn name from last week's show, a fabulous prize package from Surly Bikes.
Surly Bikes.
We take calls from our listeners and maybe, if we're lucky, learn something about life or romance.
Lucky.
We explore the greasy depths of the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Greasy?
Brought to you today by Fatback Bikes of Alaska.
I'm dying.
I guess so.
And finally, we introduce our viewers at home to the Fat Bike Seven Dwarves.
Hey, I think we got a couple callers. Should we see if anybody knows? Can we give you guys a break?
Sure. Oh, my God.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. It's already off track. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Hey, my name's Nick.
Hi, Nick.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
So, are you calling to give us the secret word?
I hope so.
What's your guess?
How about Max Thrust?
Oh. No! So close, but no cigar.
Oh, sorry.
All right, dude.
Thanks, Nick.
Party on.
Thanks.
Are you going to take somebody else? Are you clicking away over there?
Maybe. Well, welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Dave from Cape Cod.
Hi, Dave. How's Dave. It going? Did you call in and hang up? Were you being impatient?
No, not me.
It wasn't me. Hey, I'm through giggling. Do you have a guess for the porn name of the week?
I have a list of them. Yeah.
Oh, you just know. You just got to just pick one.
Okay. Let's go with Queenie Adams.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
I know that Queenie Adams is pretty descriptive of Evan's porn skills.
Right on. Hey, thanks for trying.
Thanks for trying, dude.
Thanks. Bye.
Should we go? I'm so ready. I'm not giggling. Or do we have more callers?
Well, maybe.
Well, maybe.
Hey, it's Old Bear though. Can Old Bear take a guess?
Oh yeah, Old Bear is fully. What would you say?
Qualified.
Qualified. You are a qualified applicant.
Old Bear, we got quite a few callers. What do you have? Do you have a guess for the porn name of the week?
Oh, I have a guess, but they've already guessed it. Max Thrust. I had a bunch of films to tell you about.
Well,
my wife and I sat in the bedroom and came up with them. I can hang out. I would hang out anyway. I can tell you the names later.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Why don't you hang on? Because we're actually kind of waiting for Mr. Chris Selfrand to call from Reeb.
I know, but we've got this
we'll talk to him. Right? Hold on just a bit, old bear. I'm going to just, you can hang out, but I'll put you back in a queue.
Okay.
Welcome to the radio program.
Jesus Christ, you guys, get your shit together. Gomez just freaking out, laughing.
I'm sorry, I cannot write, I can't write greasy. I can't write bubbles into the script that early because I just
apparently I
completely lost it. And he almost made it. I'm just sitting over here like a volcano. So Tupper, my man, what up?
You know what? Your caller ID lists you as calling from North Pole, Alaska.
Nice.
Yeah.
God. Yep. No. That's the lowest of the low in Alaska, North Pole.
That's what it says right here.
Kidding. They're okay, folk. No,
So, dude, what's your porn name?
Oh, my personal one?
Yeah.
This one's awesome. I've been waiting to tell you this one for a week. It's Gus Goldpoke.
They're so good.
Yeah, a lot
How
of times.
How does it work so good? Yeah. So well. Sorry.
So well.
Give me 3 seconds. I'm going to run down. Because in high school, we all had the best porn star names. My friend Zach, he was Chief Southwood. My friend Ed, he was Mitten Swallows, and my brother was Bones Marshall, and our friend Jimmy was Shady Badger.
All good ones for sure.
Shady Badger.
But I don't know the last week one. Was it Joe Lightfoot Dong something? I don't know.
You are so close. Is like a badger just like a super fierce beaver? That's a question for later.
I don't know.
We're in the Badger State anyway. Here. So listen, we got to hang you because we're either going to take another caller.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
I'm going to crack up.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks.
All right. See you guys.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Soul Train from Recycle.
There he is,
dude.
I hazarded a guess that would be you.
How you guys doing?
Oh well, it's kind of silly already.
I've already cried. And peed a little.
Isn't that the goal?
No, not really. The goal is to get JK to shoot beer out through his nose and then snort it back up off his keyboard. That's the goal. Or it just for the just for a little good. Bit.
So for those of you listening and or listening, welcome to the program. The fabricator of bikes at Reeb Cycles, Mr. Chris Selfrain. That would be you, man. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good, you know. Just sitting back, drinking a delicious Frosty Dale's Pale Ale, listening to some fine Swedish death metal.
Excellent. Today we're on the Lakefront Extended Play IPA. That's our session IPA of the week.
There you go. Virtual cheers to you then.
Cheers.
Shabam.
And beers.
So this week, Chris, you guys announced that your Donk fat bike got fatter. Can you tell our listeners everything that they want to know about that?
Well, about this bike, eh? yeah, man, we made it fatter. Give it a wider rear spacing and a wider bottom bracket so you can fit even bigger tires and a regular one-by drivetrain without having any of those chain drag compatibility issues that can happen sometimes on a 170 bike.
Cool.
And so this one goes all the way up to 2XL, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
With six.
That was definitely one of the target tires for us.
With 6 millimeters of clearance for our commenter that said, "Well, it doesn't look like there's much clearance in those pictures." It's kind of hard to tell, but 6 millimeters on each side.
Well, when those tires take up so much space, it doesn't look like anything else is big.
I know. I've tried to take those pictures, and it's difficult to
intimidating, man.
All of the girth of certain tires.
That's right.
Right?
Just some good clearance between the tire and the stays and the chainring and the stays. Really, we could even go a little bit shorter on the chain stays if it weren't for the how big a diameter that tire is.
Yeah, that tire is quite tall. It's taller than it is fatter than the Bud and Lou.
Chris, I know that Reeb takes a lot of pride in being a U.S. company making handcrafted bikes there in Colorado. You guys have a proprietary tube set you use. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we worked real closely with True Temper. I basically came up with the designs of some tubing that we were wishing existed and approached Henry James and True Temper about it. And they said, yeah, no problem. And, you know, a number of weeks later, we had our own very own part numbers, very own custom tubing, and actually now Henry James is selling that to anyone who wants some.
So what did you do that made it different than like an existing, True Temper, Varus HT or one of the other higher end tube sets that they make?
Yeah, so a few of the key differences, first up was the larger diameter seat tube that allows us to run a full-size rocker post.
Mm-hmm. That's a biggie.
Next up was, yeah, absolutely. They didn't have anything in their lineup that would work just kind of right off the shelf. And then another key part of it was to update the down tubes of the bike. So we upgraded to 1¾-inch diameter down tube. They already had one, but it was for BMX bikes, so it definitely wasn't long enough for mountain bikes or fat bikes.
Sure.
So we created something that was a little more in line with some of their other 29er geared tubes, and not only gave the bike additional stiffness, but also did a good update for the aesthetics of the bike. You know, it makes the bike a little more modern looking. Less like a 1980s road bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of 1980s bikes. Our buddy Derek out in Washington just picked up an old Ritchie, like rummage sale find, Tom Ritchie built Ritchie.
Oh my.
It's all really, right. You can just go back and look at that thing and you go, oh yeah, I remember those olden days. So I get what you're saying about kind of modernizing the look of the bike, et cetera.
Yeah. And especially with the mountain bikes, it ties into longer travel fork, really needs a stiffer front end, something that's going to be stronger, that can withstand the type of riding that the bikes are really meant for.
Right, and you're using a Paragon Machine Works head tube, right? A machined head tube, or am I mistaken?
Yeah, so, all our parts on the bikes come from either True Temper or Paragon Machine Works, and we use 44-millimeter head tubes on all our bikes, so you can run a tapered steer fork.
Mm-hmm.
And then, another highlight of the bikes in general is the sliding dropouts that incorporates the really low-profile frame splitter, which make all of our bikes belt drive compatible, which is a real popular option.
Yeah, they're great. I'm rocking a roll-off belt drive right now for one of my beach fat bike. I love that thing.
And that's one of the things that at Reeb that you guys really do embrace those alternative and new technology drivetrains like the Pinion gearbox, Gates carbon belt drive, and roll-offs on many of your builds.
It's really, we're all single speeders and mountain bike anyway, and with that, it's really a no-brainer using a belt, and especially they're so close. They're based in Denver. We have a really good close relationship with those guys, and same goes for Roloff and Cycle Monkey. We do a lot of stuff together and build a lot of rad things around their drivetrain components.
Well, cool. So you mentioned in one of your emails that we traded this week that you have a bike in the frame jig that has so much juju that it's going to break the internet. You want to spill the beans on that?
Maybe a little bit. We're hanging parts on it today.
Oh, cool.
And getting it all finished so we can get some photos of it. But, a couple little teasers. It's another bike for the Snowshoe 2XL, but And it's also titanium.
Oh.
That will have a Lauf fork on it and some head rims and kind of most importantly, a pinion gearbox.
Oh, man.
Pinion. I've not had enough time on a pinion gearbox yet, but it certainly is a beautiful piece of machinery.
Yeah, I rode a Reeb with a pinion gearbox, and I was impressed. So,
yeah, it's just from seeing it halfway put together, it's going to be absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, we're super super excited about it, and you know, going to send out some photos of it and be posting some stuff around probably next week.
Well, cool. One of the coolest things about being a Reeb owner and ordering a Reeb is that when you order it, you can take a trip out to Fort Collins, visit the brewery, see
Longmont.
You can see Chris fabricating your bike or see him painting it or coating it right there and maybe even get out for a ride. That would be a pretty good, that would be a pretty damn good weekend and go home with a beautiful American made Fat Plus or Montan bike. So we really.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're interested in working on your own frame, doing some of the work and seeing the process and all of that, I'm more than happy to sit back and drink a beer and shout orders at you. So come by. We'll get you working.
Right on.
Well, you lost me there, though.
Work? What's just that? I'm the one with the beer here.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, there's plenty of beer to go around.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's walls of beer. There's worlds of beer.
Literally walls of beer.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks a lot for taking time to talk to us about the new bike and just a little bit about what's going on out there.
Yeah,
among
sure.
The best guests we've ever had here at Fed Bike Radio.
Dang right. So, you know.
You're just looking for beer.
Well, thanks for being on the show, dude. Go back to making bikes and drinking your beer and being awesome. We're gonna talk more porn names than Seven Dwarves. That's our life.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Hey, that was Chris from Reeb right there.
A guy I like to call Crispy Soul Train.
There you go. So, you know, one thing we should probably just cover real quick before we jump back into those phone calls.
Que pasa, Mombasa?
We got the Fat Bike event of the week we should probably talk about a little
crap,
bit.
Oh, crap, yeah.
Hey? It's the event of the week up there is the Bike Across Bagel.
Eh?
Eh? Christ, that's a ride that you can spear a sturgeon on there, and then you ride your fat bike over to Bobber's for a peeber. It's like 20 miles round trip, I think.
Yeah, right across Lake Winnebago on February 6th, 11 a.m. up there in the Fox Valley on the way to Packerland there.
Yeah, you could take your lumbago to Winnebago.
Indeed.
Well, there will be a link in the show notes if you are so inclined. You can click on that, check it out, get signed up.
Top of the hill, the Sasquatch.
Oh.
Hey. Let's take a quick break here, and we're going to jump back into this thing with some callers. Trying to figure out what that porn star name is.
It's eluding you.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
This is former Vice President Dick Cheney. When I'm not profiting off of foreign wars, I'm listening to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
All righty then, and we're back here now. Here now again. Here. We're back here now. Nothing. There's nothing wrong here. It's all fine here now.
How are you?
Hey, Hey, repeat caller. How's it going? Are you calling in for another go?
Hi, yes, I'm ready for another go.
All right.
Is it Yoda Fairchild?
Woo! Woo! Hi, woo! Cracky. Woo! It is. Woo!
Was that loud? Was that loud enough?
Yeah, baby, we got it.
Right on.
All right. He's got his sweetie laughing in the background.
He's like, I can't believe you stayed on the phone for so long to talk to those jackasses and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you have to tell us your porn name now.
My porn name would be Coco High. My first pet was a dog named Coco, and my street name is High.
High Street, man.
High Street.
Coco High?
Coco High.
Nice.
Man.
Very good. Hey, in super secret, just lay me on your contact info. I'll edit this out of the show so no other jerks call you up or try to wheeze on your porn name or anything.
So.
Okay. So you want like a...
Just where we can address? Ship your fabulous early prize package.
Yeah.
And just spell your name out for me. I don't think we can send it to the porn name.
Sure. It's Ryan.
All right. Hey, thanks for that, Ryan. Congratulations on being the Surly Prize Package winner.
Yeah,
man. We may get that out.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling, man.
All right, we'll see ya. Well, I guess that just shuts down the old phone lines for a while.
Except.
Old Bear's here.
Except. Hey, Chewy.
Ouch. What's up?
Word.
Can you guys see what's going on in the background here? Hang on a second.
We're on the radio. Wait.
You hear that?
Just barely.
I met the Eagles. They're playing bingo.
That's funny.
Give me a card, sweetie.
Just kidding. So, Chewy.
What's up?
Is this Chewy?
It's Chewy. What the fuck do you think it is?
Hello?
Aren't you, didn't you call in to give us your 2 cents on how we've been doing? Because... You know, Chewy, our numbers are looking really good. You know, a lot of people have been listening. I think we're up to like 9 people.
I was going to say 7. Ben and I aren't doing anything. So, what do you guys want? So, are you guys trying to like get a free trip to California or something by bragging up the California Fat Bike Championship? What the hell is that?
I lived out there for 8 years. I have an affinity for the place.
It's like every racer gets a salad and I don't know what else, and an avocado.
I just figured it made sense because those whiny bastards out there will just screw it up anyway, so why not have one out there?
It's true. You know, and with El Nino, it's going to be the only place with snow.
Have you guys got any yet?
No, they're forecasting it Saturday morning. I'm supposed to wake up to the white stuff, so I'm pretty sure that it's just going to be fucking rain, if you ask me. But...
Yeah, that's all we're getting is rain. We're not even close to snow.
Yeah,
but I am checking out the Eagles Club here because I am thinking about doing a winter crit if we ever get snow here. I think I have the perfect course.
Oh, well.
Write it back up on the deck of the bar. How could that go wrong?
I don't think it can.
We're trying to find, and speaking of what could possibly go wrong, we're trying to get a fat bike biathlon series going with real firearms. So...
Well, that only makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's like skiing, cross-country skiing, biathlon, so why wouldn't there be a fat bike one?
Right, exactly.
Other than those guys will try to run it and tell us how to run it.
Except,
I'd be wrong.
Except we're going to have goalies. No, just kidding. Chewy's a goalie coach.
Slap shot contest. That would be awesome.
Oh,
there you go. Fat bike slap shot biathlon around a frozen lake.
Sort of like when... Before there was fat bikes, and he still used to race in the snow, and Gino had his cold, hard cash for dash where you would jump on your bike right out to the middle of the lake, drill an ice hole, drink a beer, then ride back, and the fastest one won, I don't know, like $6 cash or something.
That's a classic right there.
So it's, yeah. I can't believe...
With
can't
a hand dogger?
I haven't done that yet. Oh, somebody got bingo, and I missed it.
Shit! Do you win meat at this bingo, or is it cash?
No, that's the bar bingo. This is the whole place bingo. It's a whole different thing. This is like serious bingo players. Don't fuck with them if you know it's good for you.
He'd be like Lund's getting his ass kicked by an old blue-haired lady.
Which, oh, hey, that reminds me. You guys are bragging up Norris, welding.
Oh, yeah.
He's nuts. Think about all the welders. You know, they're all crazy.
Really? Eric seems so perfectly sane to me.
You know who seems sane? Chris. Chris is sane. Soul Train.
Crispy Soul Train. When you got to name that Crispy Soul Train, I don't know what. You weld and miter tubes quite well. He's got it going on.
So
he's got
anyway,
like.
Anyway, back to that mouth.
Norin.
What about the 20? What about. So is Ed going to make 24 inch carbon fat bike wheels? Is that what I'm
yeah.
getting out of that?
Yeah. Bike? Yes. Yes, sir. That's the word, that's Bert.
Just, and okay, and by the way, it's not the first time anybody's done that. There is a 24-inch fat, well, it's only a 3-inch, but don't forget, Surly did that on their 1x1
yeah?
11th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those. True that. That was one of my first fattish bikes.
True that. That is absolutely true. And, you know, Framed and Specialized and Trek all have 24-inch kids' fat bikes. But this is really targeted toward
the 1x1 was targeted at adults.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, I hear you.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
So
the point is that these bikes, if 26-inch bike with 24s on, is just kind of a cool novelty idea. If you have to build a frame for that, then that person is probably too small to actually be riding a bicycle. Unless they're eventually growing up into it.
Should we?
And as we talked about before, they should probably just take those 24-inch carbon rims and the people that would need them and then send them to Australia.
Australia? Down under.
You know, the leper colony thing.
So, short people all have leprosy? Now, you have to know somebody.
It's like a parallel.
is this when we cue the Randy Newman song? The whole short people.
Did you bring it?
You know, JK is actually, he's in charge of stuff like that. Maybe. I don't know.
Unbeknownst to me.
Unbeknownst to him. But you have to know somebody who is.
So I have the playlist ahead of time before I call. I'll make sure I talk to him to make sure I get the playlist correct.
Right, exactly. Talk to production. They take care of everything. So
is it on the rider?
Right. So you're telling me you don't know any diminutive full-grown adult folks who are in that 5'4 to 4'11 range?
Yeah, but the ones that I know buck up and ride a real bike.
Oh, well, there you go. I know who it is. Here's Randy Newman's song. See? I told you. We're not.
You're going to get ass cap on us, damn it.
I know. You know who's going to call?
Only goes with seconds.
You know who's going to call back? Because it's Eric Norin's going to call back and be like, those guys are the biggest dicks. Duh.
Actually, Norin's not that short. He just has really short legs.
Yeah. And a really long torso.
And you know, he's done a bunch of welding for me. He does a wonderful job.
Oh, I had no idea.
Saying about him. Yeah.
I had no idea.
He's coupled all the bikes that I've had coupled.
Oh, cool.
He's done a couple of little odd jobs for me. No, he's freaking fantastic.
All the people that I know talk very highly of him in his skill set and his bike thing, but also kind of relate that he's, you know, friggin', you know, like, I don't know what the word is. Yeah, he talks, man. He's just a talker. You know, he's like
kind of like you.
Oh, yeah. Although I can't spit it out. Maybe it's he's not me. No, I don't know. So anyway.
Can you imagine an evening of him and I sitting in a shop drinking?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Do you sell tickets to that event?
Exactly. That's an e-ticket, bro.
And why don't you guys have your own podcast radio show program? You could get 10 listeners.
Yeah.
Because there's as many podcasts out there now as there is fat bike company. Too many.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hey, Chewy, dear. Everybody.
Yeah. I I asked him to give us a call and, you know, put us in our place. I think that was it right there. Anyway, you know, just turn off the pod.
No, you guys are grandfathered in. You, like, sort of started the ball rolling.
Ah, I am a grandpa, so, yeah. That's, I ride like a grandpa, too.
All right.
But, yeah, we got to get together and ride like grandpas together. If you're, you know, we'll have you.
As soon as the hockey season's over with, I'm going to come down and go ride the beaches with you guys.
All right. That sounds like a deal.
Sure does.
And yeah. You know what else is going to freaking happen is Pugsley World Championships, right? I think we're all fully committed to that.
Oh, so you guys haven't heard.
Oh, it's now.
The PWC is, we're not sure where it's going. It could very well be in Flagstaff.
Oh, well, even better.
Because the fine folks in Decorah don't seem to want to deal with it anymore, so Spinner is thinking about
doing it in Flagstaff.
Well, let's put it this way, I got the word that the Decorah group didn't want to run Pugsley World Championship this year when I was in Japan.
Oh.
So the time change, you know, the altitude must have been made me a little crazy, and I pretty much said, fuck you guys, and I'll take it someplace else. And I just happened to be sitting next to Scandinavian Jesus, who says, hey, let's take it to Flagstaff. So we're going to take it to Flagstaff. We don't know when yet, but we're going to go to Flagstaff and race in the snow up there.
Was there sake involved?
Championship. What's that?
Was there sake involved?
Quite a bit of sake at that time, as a matter of fact.
Very nice. I thought there might be sake involved.
It was the only way to travel. You get tired of bad Japanese beer. You could only drink that for so long. You know, after about 7-8 hours of it, you kind of had to switch to something else.
You know, but warm sake just is like licking the sweat off of your own butt crack.
That at is the preferred nasty. Temperature. But, 98.4 degrees right, Fahrenheit, but, like this is.
That's nasty.
Unfiltered sake is really good.
Yeah.
Unfiltered is the way to go. And then you know what else they have over there? They have juice boxes with sake in it. How can you go wrong with something that sake with a little plastic, you know, the cut half straw thingy?
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect. It was just perfect.
Well, aren't you just Mr. Jet Setter Mick Jagger, jump on a plane and go over to Japan and ride your single speed bike, mister? I tell you.
We did.
That's pretty cool. So,
and you couldn't believe the fat bikes over there.
Oh yeah, they rigged those bikes out. Like,
it was full of fat bikes. Tiny little Japanese women riding full size fat bikes. They would embarrass Eric to no end. Riding right. Single speed fat bikes.
Photo expose. Women in Japan on full size fat bikes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you tell me one thing. I'm just going to ask you one last question, Chewy, and okay. All of our fans have been really wondering about this, is what is your porn name?
Chewy.
All right. There you have it.
That's all there is to it. All righty. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, dude.
Okay, Chewy.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Later.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
Hey. Let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll delve into what next week's call-in question might be.
Oh, yeah.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa, and coming soon, Ursa Major, at ChumbaUSA.com.
This is Ned O'Brien, and I listen to the Weekly Dose of Fat on Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, guess what? We're back. Kind of got to figure out what next week's call-in question is, JK. What do you got?
I say, what do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or... The holidays, the after Thanksgiving.
Does Santa do all that? Man, he's busy.
The Santa, I put air quotes.
Like Santa Monica.
The holiday season. What do you want Santa to bring you? Are we talking only fat bike stuff, or can we talk Maseratis and...
Yeah, whatever.
And something lingerie.
If you can loosely tie it back into a bike.
It is a fat bike show.
Right.
At times.
Sometimes. Last half hour, I'm not so sure.
Well, think about it and call in next week, Wednesday, from 8 to 9 Central Time to 818-918-2453, and let's discuss live.
Yeah, it's time for the fucking fatty fart field. Yeah.
Time for the fatty farm field report. Hey, this week's fatty farm field report is presented by Fatback Bikes of Alaska.
JK's got the...
Check out the all-new Skookum Fat Bike at fatbackbikes.com. Say that five times.
I can't. Do you have beer in your nose? Oh, JK, I almost had him.
So Ryan got this week's secret word, Yoda Fairchild. That was JK's porn name, by the way.
His real porn name,
not the one he just made up for himself.
Yeah.
Max Thrust.
So next week, we're going to, well, right now, I'm going to introduce you to the Fat Bike Seven Dwarves. Fatty Slushy Knobbies, Gnarly Sandy, Surly, and Wrench. The first caller into next week's show after 8:30 that can name all seven fat bike dwarves wins a fabulous prize from Surly Bikes. Tell the folks what they win, Don Pardo.
Next week's prize package features the cosmopolitan luxury of Surly's stylish new stovepipe, along with a casual blouse and distinctive merino wool finery, all provided by Surly and Surly of Beverly Hills, Minnesota. So call in to win.
Yeah, do that. Hey, we still got that contest going on, too, for the Global Fat Bike Day organizers who put together a Toys for Tots ride.
Indeed. You could win a Surly Moonlander.
Moonlander.
You can win a 1UP USA 2-bike rack and a fabulous Bontrager prize package for third place. It's the...
No steak knives.
But next week, we're going to highlight the wide world of Global Fat Bike Day. So we'll talk about all that stuff.
Yeah, if you've got a Global Fat Bike Day event, make sure to let us know about it so we can pimp it on this here radio program.
Yeah, or you can put it on our Facebook Global Fat Bike Day event page, and then we'll like read stuff and stuff.
Maybe.
This week we talked to Bike Black Ribbon test pilot Lieutenant Dave Glover. Sent me word that he's taking our fat back rhino that he's tasting, that he's testing.
Was your tongue okay over there?
Yeah, you get a mundo.
David Glover testing
a fat back rhino. About a mesa. You know, that's a place that I've ridden, and I had one of those crazy sunset magical just get back to the car with just enough light to see. Ah, so good. And there's dinosaur bones just sticking out of the rocks there. It's badass.
That's in Hurricane, Utah over there.
Yeah. So he's going to take our test bike, the Fat Bike Rhino there.
Fat Back Rhino.
He's going to huck it.
There's something in the name.
Uh-huh. That's a Fat Back Fat Bike, Fat Back Fat Bike, Fat Back Fat Bike.
Fat Back. Maybe that's why they named it Fat Back.
Maybe.
It's because it sounds so much like Fat Bike. But in the read-through, I loved what we did with that whole section. But we really shouldn't do it because that would be bad.
Yeah. Hey, somehow today we managed to record the second episode of Fat Bike TV. And we covered the Sarma Vortex this time. We gave it the old star treatment under the spotlight.
Yeah.
That's their new kind of affordable aluminum.
It's a beast.
Fat bike. From Zarma. Yeah, we'll have that up next week on the old site about whenever we get to it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, where is my test bike?
Aren't you testing that Schlick Tatanka?
You want me to test old Bessie?
Old Bessie! Yeah.
Old Bessie! Man! No!
I don't know if it's fair to test a bike that you actually spent your hard-earned money on. You could do a reader's ride on it. We could do... We could do a ride report on JK's his rig.
If I were out there listening to this and listening to you snort, me try and make you laugh, and then me laugh hysterically, I'd want to know what kind of bike you rode. Plus, it is a pretty damn sexy bike. It's got upholstery and stuff. It's nice.
Let's check in with Old Bear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Old Bear, how's it going, dude?
How you guys doing?
Did we put you to sleep yet? Lull you to sleep?
No, I've been enjoying it. I moved from a couch over to my bed, though. I wanted to start stretching out. They give me my evening pills. So.
Woo! Time for the stretch out.
Yeah. Well, we'll... Yeah,
I have to take some pills to help me sleep. Just old age creeping up. But I'm not old. Hell, my great-grandfather was killed in the city of Milwaukee at 107 by a streetcar.
No way.
Wow.
Wild.
Uh-oh.
That's...
Anyway.
107.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show tonight.
Well, thanks, man. We jumped right out of the box, just out of kind of like lost it right away. We didn't even get through the first 2 minutes before we're cracking up. So that's the way we like it.
My wife and I were sitting there and we thought it was Max Thrust, you know, the name.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with a couple different movie titles for it. My wife's name is part of it. Max Thrust. Bat Bite Productions presents Max Thrust and Sexy Susie in 10 Little Fatties.
I like it.
Max Thrust and Sexy Susie in Not Without Uncle Dick's Bead Slip.
That one I like.
Nice. Good. You even brought in the sponsors.
Max Thrust and Sexy Susie in Max, Susie, and What the Gnome Saw.
Very good.
You got a lot of time on your hands, don't you?
A warped sense of humor. That's why we're fat. Like, that's why, even though my wife can't ride a bike right now due to her health problems, she's still a fat cyclist at heart.
Oh, yeah. You got to, you know.
But we've been busy down here. It's getting too cold, not too cold, but too rainy to ride.
Yeah, here too.
I mean, the place where I ride is a quagmire right now, and I'm not gonna drag Dryback, my fat bike, over all that. You know, mess that trail up.
Yeah, they close the trails here.
Yep. Yeah, we get a little bit of that in the fall, a little bit of that in the spring, but most of the time, pretty good trails.
You guys are getting snow, aren't you, this weekend, or did you already get snow?
Maybe. Not yet. We didn't get snow yet.
Not yet. Saturday morning, we're supposed to wake up
Chicago
to it.
Chicago to get hit overnight, maybe.
Yeah, it was raining pretty good, but we didn't get any snow yet.
But we're ready.
It was raining real good. In fact, we still got a flash flood watch up until midnight tonight.
Well,
you don't get up north too much, just flash floods. But down here, boy, it can really raise. Holy heck, with you and you're out on the trail.
I bet.
The tires are working out excellently. I just love them.
Oh, cool.
They do.
Very cool.
I'm going to raise the bottom every time I talk to you. You're such a beautiful, generous gift.
Oh, thanks. Well, we appreciate you calling
that,
in.
That hillbilly in the back really, really grits. And with the snowshoe in the front, the control is perfect almost. And I got rid of self-steer. The emissions were causing a bit of self-steer.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that was kind of something that tire was famous for. Oh, dude, I haven't asked anybody about the question of the week.
What was the question of the week?
Tell us about your first time.
Oh, yeah.
On a fatty.
Darn. That's what that section of the script meant.
We had so much going on today. It's
Well, Old Bear can do it.
Yeah, Old Bear can do it.
I killed myself. Oh.
So tell us about your first time.
All right. I got my bike, you know, through the mail, put it together, aired up the tires. Overinflated the front a little bit. I didn't know exactly how many pounds to put in because I didn't have a valve gauge. A friend of mine loaded me one and I checked after I almost wiped out. What happened was I was going up the street and I turned and the thing decided to self-steer and put me into the curb.
No, no. Yikes.
But I enjoyed my bike. That did discourage me. That bike still brought back that 7-year-old smile.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's cool.
It's one thing. We have a smile quotient with fat bikes. It brings back the kids. is Wade out there in Colorado often says, he's a Toys R Us kid, so am I.
Yeah, that's something that I think that we all have to remember is, you know, these are just big kid toys. And,
yep.
You know, I try.
Global fat biking, games driven, they're not for the global fat biking, but for thanking of these girls. They're having a combined dinner here at the center.
Oh, cool.
And my kids are coming down, so I'm going to turn it into a fat bike, a global fat bike day thing.
Killer. That's awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing for Global Fat Bike Day yet.
My middle son wants to get a fat bike. He fell in love with mine. He keeps trying to talk me out of it, but no. I love my bike too much.
Yep, when they're grown, they can buy their own toys.
Yeah. Well, I love my kids. I did give him an old rock hopper that had a front suspension on it. And it was filled with regular caliper brakes and stuff. And he loved that bike. But he likes bikes. Well, we used to live on our bikes in Utah. This was before fat bikes were around. But we lived on our bikes, my family and I. We rented a house, and I was going to college, and we'd ride all around town, even in the winter. I'd go shopping with a trader on the back of a GTA, and it was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
sounds great. Guys,
that's the way it was for when my kids were young, too.
All right, old bear. Oh, hey, thanks for calling in. And
quick question.
Sure.
Are you guys going to come down?
I'm coughing.
Or you think?
Are we going to come down?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys were talking about coming down in February and going for a ride in part of the Berryman.
Heck yeah, man. Let's do it.
At some point. Don't know when that'll be.
I'm saying around Easter. That's when I used to go down there. Because spring opens up there quite early.
Yeah, there's a lot going on up here in February. But down that way, maybe a little bit later in the year.
Yeah. Yeah, we're busy through the Berkey.
Through the Berkey, right? At the beginning of March,
and
for
then
sure.
And things settle out, and it you guys come out of mud season.
If you come down in April,
yeah,
the weather will be nicer, the trees will start blooming.
Oh, yeah?
You'll see the dogwoods start
right
blooming.
On. Yep, that's what I used to
so
come down.
Is, we got to take a lot of deep woods off on those trails.
Yeah, I know.
Ticks.
Yep.
Ticks.
So how did you guys go?
Okay.
All right, old bear.
Thanks, old bear.
Next week.
All right.
Sounds good, dude. Have a great week.
Oh, I remember what that was, but I can't remember all seven of them, so.
Well, you can make up your own.
A little later. Have a, huh?
I said you can make up your own, you know, like slushy.
Yeah.
Or
chewy.
Chewy.
3.0, 4.0,
3.8.
Okay. Well, we'll let you go, guys.
All right. See you later.
Just have a great week.
You too.
You too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for calling in, Old Bear. I liked those movie titles. He put a little thought into those.
How about that?
Uncle Dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. I'm going to have to listen to the show and see what he said.
No doubt. So we're actually in the land of Lynx now.
Linkland.
Linkland. Linkerland.
Lancelot Link. And the Legend of Zelda.
Mud plugging.
Not what you think.
Yeah, I guess that's Bruce riding in the wet stuff with Nates, apparently.
Oh, yeah. And my Kiriak has a new full squishy Fadillac
from Lens.
And how about this? Specialized has plus bikes for kids. Blam.
Yeah. That's something pretty interesting. And what I noticed about just at least the release was that they started at a much lower price point than they did with their fat bike line. I think their fat bikes were about $1,000 for the kids' bikes. These are like $400 and $500 for the 20 and 24 inch plus bikes.
Right.
So that's, I think, a good thing. $1,000 for a small fat bike for a kid is a lot of moolah.
Right. And you know, a 40-pound kid on a plus bike, it's going to get a lot of flotation out of that 3-inch tire.
That they will.
And then you have your for real list of links.
Now, this is just a small sample. Some of these are actually, you know, I didn't even put the... Are you down
over there? I got to change brands of cigarettes or something.
Yeah. These are just, just in a couple of minutes, but it's that time of year, you know. And that's Gomez leaving the room. And Mike, it's contagious.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
Hey, it's that time of the show where we say thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly is as Surly does. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Surly Bikes Parts Chaos.
Join us next week when the question of the week is, what do you want Santa or some reasonable facsimile of to bring you for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever, Ramadan, how many other, do they even get presents?
Everything, the holidays.
The holiday season.
The one after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The buying one, season.
Right.
The 1 month buying season.
And after. Then the 1 month after is the crying season.
Right.
It's been what? Well, you can also call in and pimp your local fat bike race and invite all of your friends to come out and join the fun.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message.
We already said bye to Gomez. Bye.
He left a little bit of the cough with me.
Yeah, right. See y'all next week.
Later.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.